Hello, everyone.
You have 2 more minutes.
Sorry. My name is Andre. I work for... Okay. I work for Red Hat for several years now as quality engineering. And today's talk is really about performance testing, but it's not about the testing itself. It's more than why we should do it.
You have 6 minutes in advance.
Okay.
You're starting early. Just so you know.
Okay. So it's more why we should do it and why there are benefits in it, even if you do it wrongly or imperfectly. So that's main point of the talk for today. So first things first, why should we do it? Like, what are the benefits for us doing the performance testing, even if we don't have isolated environment and all this kind of stuff? Well, for me, the main benefit is that even if you don't have the environment you would want, you can still find the bottlenecks in your application or whatever are you testing, and you still can optimize it even if you don't have everything ready, because truth is that the performance test is quite expensive, and for the good one, I don't think that they are the companies that they will give you the resources that you need to do it perfectly. So that's, for me, the main option or the main reason why to do it. And the second most important is that you will gain knowledge that you need, or you will obtain the knowledge about the product itself, because you will suddenly see things that you cannot see even if you like normally deploy things and everything. You will see the little thingies that are happening here and there, and like the information you gain are quite nice to get. So that's probably the points that you should look for if you are thinking about the performance testing. This is actually what it will gain you. You will gain from it. So this is only in my opinion. Like, you will see a lot of papers about the performance testing and all the things that you have to take care of. Like, on the GitHub, I know about 2 or 3 papers that have like 40 pages about the performance testing and all the criteria that you have to fill. In my opinion, there are like 2 variants of the performance testing, and first is measurement and second is testing. For me, the measurement is really the thing that you are looking for numbers, and you need those numbers for, I would say, legal reasons or anything what you have to declare for your customer. You know, you will say that, for example, for us, I work on Debezium. Like, if you would want to say that this connector is actually able to do 30k per second, we would need some kind of the proof that we can do it. And getting this proof is like, it's really complicated, and you have to do it in very specific ways. And even if you have everything, it's not always acceptable. But the second part or second variation is just testing. And for me, the testing is really just finding the bottlenecks in your product. And I think that's even more like, the testing is even more important, because there you will find all the bottlenecks and you can optimize your application really, and you can see the flaws in your code, because you cannot see these things when you run it regularly and you don't have everything around the application tuned up, so you don't throttle your application to the maximum. These things usually happen when you go over the top or near the maximum, near the max. So, yeah, this is, in my opinion, 2 ways how to do the performance testing, or 2 variants of the performance testing. What is, like, not really optimal about the testing, which I was talking about, just finding the bottlenecks, not the number. You need massive monitoring, and I will say more about it in the talk, but that's, like, main disadvantage of it, that most of the time you will